I'd like to begin by going back to the end of the first reading from Isaiah. Speaking in the name of God, Isaiah says, "You burdened me with your sins and wearied me with your crimes. It is I who wipe out for my own sake your offenses. Your sins I remember no more." That is good news. That God wipes out our offenses. That God remembers our sins no more. This came to its fulfillment in the person of Jesus Christ. When he took upon himself our sins, when he died upon the cross, our sins were wiped away. You and I share in that good news through the life-giving waters of baptism. When we were brought into unity with Christ Jesus, through the waters of baptism, you and I had our sins wiped away. We now live knowing that our God forgives us. But not only that. We go to the second reading. It says, "He has also put his seal upon us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a first installment." We not only have had our sins taken away from us, but we have been given the very life of God himself through the power of the Holy Spirit. That is the grandeur of our faith. No matter what our sins, no matter what our offenses, we have been given forgiveness and new life through Christ Jesus our Savior. Now I would like to go to the gospel reading. It's a familiar story. We've heard it many times. In that story, there are four men who bring a friend to Jesus. Bring in a friend hoping that Jesus would heal him of his paralysis. And what I want to suggest this morning is that Mark gives us those four men as a model, as a pattern for each one of us. You and I are called to bring people to Jesus so that they may find healing, so that they may find wholeness. The greatest act of friendship, the greatest act of love, is to do something for someone that will have eternal significance. If you and I can bring someone to Christ Jesus, we give them the hope of life forever. And that can be for us the greatest love that we can do for someone. Yes, it's wonderful if we can save someone's life. But even more wonderful if we can bring them to eternal salvation. You may ask, and we should ask, how do we do that? How do we bring someone to Christ Jesus? I want to respond to that by saying, it's not so much by the doctrine that we teach them, but by sharing with them how we have encountered Christ Jesus. Where have we found through him healing and wholeness in our lives? Where has he touched us? If we can share that with others, then we can bring them to Christ Jesus. What are those moments in our lives when we have known in the very depths of us that we are loved and that we are forgiven by our God? When are those moments in our lives that we were filled with hope, maybe in the middle of discouraging, despairing situations? Where have we found peace through our faith? If we can share that with others, we have brought them to Christ Jesus. Some 40 years ago, Pope Paul VI wrote an encyclical on evangelization. And one of the things he said in there that is so very true, he said, our age does not need so much teachers of the faith, but witnesses to the faith. People who not only teach doctrine, but who give witness to how Christ has touched their lives. That is what you and I are called to do. We are called to proclaim to others the way that we have been touched by Christ Jesus our Savior. St. Peter, in his first letter, has a statement that is good to remember, and I will conclude with this. He said, always be ready to explain to others the reason for your hope. The reason for our hope. Are we ready to explain that to others? Are we ready to share that with others by the testimony of our lives?